Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
These bots can be destroyed and crashed in seconds. A lot of them have fire and flame and the ability to flip their opponent.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
At war with the bots every single morning here on the DA show. So glad you're with us. On a Trash Tuesday, send us your trashes, won't you? DA on CBS. And our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit? Car, motorcycle, and RV policies, that's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Major League Baseball's postseason is here, starting off with the four AL series today, and then all eight series tomorrow. Joining us, lead Major League Baseball insider for ESPN. Love having him on the show, Jeff Passan. Jeffrey, good morning.
Damon, how are you?
I'm great, bud. I'm great. How you doing? Long time no hear. How you doing?
This reminds me of the old days, like 15 years ago, when you would call me in the morning in Kansas City, and I would be on no sleep whatsoever, and I would sound incredibly tired on the radio. And I'm trying really hard right now not to sound incredibly tired.
Baseball, did
you? I learned that lesson going out. Like, I would go on with you at like 6:30 in the morning, and you would ask me terrible questions, and I just was not interested at all, and so I made no effort. I'm trying to make an effort right now.
Baseball did you a favor. No West Coast late game today. Everything wraps up with the Yankees and Indians by probably 10 o'clock tonight.
It's gonna be nice, isn't it?
So it really is. Do you like the expanded postseason this year with eight teams in both leagues?
I'm glad you said this year, because yes, I'm okay with it as not a one-year experiment, but as a response to everything that has happened with COVID. Like, I'm all right with sub 500 teams. There are two of them in the postseason. I'm all right with the idea that a higher seed can get knocked out by a lower seed in a three-game series, because it's not like, you know, they played 162 games and earned the right to a bye in the first round or anything like that. No, they did this over 60 games, and that's such a small sample that's typically so not indicative of what teams are. Exactly over the course of a long season, that I'm not going to sit here and say we need to reward those teams that have been at the top of the standings. That said, when you have more than half the league in the playoffs, I do not think that is a tenable thing long term. So 16 teams next year, definitely not down with that. If you want to expand it to 12, fine. 14, kind of pushing it a little, but I think you can do that. I'd be fine with 10, which is what it's been. I just think that now that the Pandora's box has been opened, there's no way that they're going to be going back to it.
I know. I love the 10 as well. I think it really works very well for Major League Baseball.
I do too.
Now, this first round is going to be at home ballparks, but ultimately, by the time we get deeper into the postseason, it's going to be at neutral sites. And what do you think about that? Do you think baseball did the right thing by moving those big, huge games into neutral sites?
I'm okay with it because the advantage of playing at home really is not particularly advantageous this year. I mean, the whole idea is that you're going to have the home crowd on your side, right? The home crowd in 2020 consists of an MP3 and a stereo system. It's not like you're getting fans chanting or getting loud at the right moment or trying to intimidate the opposing pitcher.
Sounds like we lost Jeff Passan, so we'll try to get him back on the horn. ESPN Baseball Insider. So here are your matchups for Major League Baseball's playoffs, which begin today. In the American League, the 1-8 matchup. Think about this. There's a 1-8 in the AL, 1-8 in the NL. 1-8 is the Rays versus the Blue Jays. Yes, Tampa Bay is the best team in the American League. The 2-7, the A's versus the White Sox. The 3-6, Twins versus the Astros. The 4-5, Indians versus the Yankees. Now, the National League, your best team is the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are the 1, the Milwaukee Brewers are the 8 seed. And so, we've also got in the 2-7, the Braves-Reds, the Cubs-Marlins are the 3-6, and the Padres-Cardinals are the 4-5. Jeff Passan's back with us, and Jeff, you were just saying
Was I making such a good point that you were afraid I was going to take over your show, and you just hung up on me?
I think it's the drones. The drones shot you down.
So, what happens, isn't it? As I was saying, home field advantage, not really a thing this year. And if you can get rid of travel and cut down on the possibility of players or staff members contracting COVID, the thing about COVID right now is if you have an outbreak on a team, that puts in jeopardy that team season and the sanctity of the playoffs, because one of two things is going to happen. Either you are going to have to play with a desperately beaten down team. There's a reason that every team is going to be bringing 12 reserves in addition to the 28 players that you can roster, or you're just not going to play at all. And you know, the worst case scenario, you're essentially going to be ejected from the playoffs, because baseball just cannot afford at this point to, they can't afford not to play these games. Like, the whole point of this season to the people who run baseball was, yes, to get a season in, but the owners in particular wanted to get to the postseason so they could get $1 billion in national television revenue. That money means everything to them. And that's, you know, that is what they have been playing for as much as the championship.
Right. Jeff Passan, ESPN Insider, Major League Baseball, joins us as baseball's postseason opens up today. I'm going to ask you a few just quick thumbnails on some team or series. Number one, do you think the Rays are the best team in the American League? They have the 1 seed.
I do. I am picking them to go to the World Series.
On the basis of what strengths?
On the basis of the lack of a spectacular team in the American League, but additionally, it's the little things. I almost think they're like the Dodgers without the stars. You know, they have their bullpen, for example, lowest walk rate in the league, lowest home run rate in the league. Dodgers, the same. They are the lowest walk rate in the bullpen and lowest home run rate in all of baseball. So it's the Dodgers and Rays 1-2. The Rays field extraordinarily well. They're just a really fundamentally sound team. The Rays have platoons. You know, they went with an all left-handed lineup, not switch hitters, all lefties earlier this year when they were facing a right-hander who was particularly susceptible to lefties. They know who they are, D.A. Like, they really not just know who they are, but they embrace it. And that embracing of this culture, this idea that you don't need to have stars, you don't need to have a high payroll to be really good, is something I think it's a special culture. And I don't know, maybe I'm being foolish or romantic, but I like to believe that good cultures get rewarded with success.
They are arguably the smartest franchise in all of professional sports to do this year after year in that division with that payroll. Do you consider the San Diego Padres the most interesting team in the baseball playoffs?
I think it depends if Denelson Lamet and Mike Clevinger are healthy. If you can get one of them, and I think Lamet's the likelier to pitch of the two, they're super interesting. If you get both of them, I think interesting doesn't suffice. I think they're super dangerous at that point. And they may be the second best team in baseball if they've got both of those starters.
Mm. The Yankees are the 5 seed taking on the Cleveland Indians. Are the Yankees a fatally flawed team?
Let's put it this way. I think the Indians are going to win that series. I look at a couple of things with the Yankees that really scare me. You know, I talk about no home field advantage. That's all well and good. The Yankees were 11-18 on the road this year, DA. And they have to go to Cleveland and face Shane Bieber, Carlos Carrasco, and Zach Plesac, arguably the best starting pitching trio of any in the wild card round. The scarier number to me than road record, though, is 10-17. That's the record against teams 500 or better. The Yankees beat up this year on the Red Sox and Orioles, and against everybody else, they were 17-23. If there's a fatal flaw, it's that they kick the asses of the guys who aren't very good and got walked over by everyone else. And that's something that makes me really nervous. That being said, as we've seen, the Yankees, as much as anyone, are capable of turning into an absolute juggernaut overnight and looking like the biggest world beaters there are. So I may end up eating plenty of crow here if they go on one of those jags for 3 games.
Finally, the Astros, without the expanded playoffs, would have missed the postseason. Were they exposed at all this year after everything that we went through in the winter with the investigation of the punishments?
I mean, they stunk. I don't know if that's... Like, I don't know if that's exposure. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the Astros didn't do it because they were banging on trash cans. No, I don't think that Jose Altuve suddenly turned into a bad player because they weren't doing sign stealing. When you look at the past and when they were doing the trash can banging scheme, Jose Altuve was not involved in it. Now, admittedly, there are other ways to involve a player rather than banging on a trash can. And if anyone was going to find out how to do that, it was going to be the Astros. But I just think that narrative, the Astros didn't bang on trash cans, thus they stink, has no basis in fact. It's correlated. It's not causative. To me, what was so bad about the Astros was the fact that they lost Justin Verlander. Their starting pitching wasn't great. They had to break in a bunch of relievers, you know, young guys, rookies, because so many of them got hurt, and they didn't get good until, like, the middle of September. But I just think they're running into a Twins team that's as dangerous as anyone in the American League outside of the Rays. And while the White Sox have shown flashes and the Yankees have shown flashes, I think if anyone is going to unseat the Rays this year, it's going to be the Twins.
Jeff Passan joins us this morning on the show, MLB insider for ESPN and ESPN.com. I really loved his recent column, his 20 questions as the playoffs begin, including why Braves-Reds is actually the best wild card series. So I encourage you to go read that. I'll tweet that out as well because I think it's a really great column for a lot of our baseball fans. It's at ESPN.com. Some really great stats and preview matchups in the column. Jeff, it is always wonderful to catch up and hear your voice, my man. Thank you so much for doing it for us today. Enjoy the playoffs, and hopefully we can catch up again sometime in October.
How'd I do? Did I sound awake?
Yeah, you did a great job today. It was awake. You were crisp. You were bringing it despite your phone zapping out on us. I thought that was an A-plus effort.
I feel so good to hear that. Thank you, D.A. You're the best. Even if you lie to me, I still love you.
Thanks, Passan.
Later, man.
See ya. Jeff Passan joining us this morning here on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.